Editor's note: this article originally appeared on Milton Today, November 6. Milton Council got a more defined look Monday at the Britannia Secondary Plan, the town's next major phase of growth and development, covering a 900-hectare area along Britannia Road, west of Thompson Road and east of 6th Line. "This is a huge area," said Jill Hogan, Commissioner of Development Services, at the town council meeting. "It's approximately 900 gross developable hectares. And so based on that, we are planning for a population of about 57,000 people. And these people would be housed in approximately just over 17,000 dwelling units. We're also securing employment potential for 9,300 jobs. The plan aligns with Milton's official plan goals and will be designed around five distinct neighborhoods. A central area around Britannia Road and James Snow Parkway is proposed to become the Urban Village Center, UVC, envisioned as a transit-friendly community hub featuring a blend of commercial, institutional and residential spaces. Neighborhoods will include a range of housing options, 39% single detached and semi-detached homes, 4% additional residential units, 33% townhouses, 16% back-to-back townhouses and 8% stacked townhouses and apartments. Amenities will feature retail spaces, parks, schools and designated land for places of worship. The plan integrates a green corridor with walking and cycling paths, linking an active transportation network with 4 district parks, 5 neighborhood parks and 15 village squares. Working with local school boards, the plan anticipates the need for 13 elementary schools and 4 secondary schools. And for the estimated population, at least 6 major places of worship are anticipated. Something that I wanted to highlight, and I know that this item was important to this council, is places of worship and providing an opportunity for faith groups to potentially purchase land within the Britannia Secondary Plan, Hogan said. Hogan noted that the creation of a secondary plan is a technical process involving extensive studies, such as servicing, transportation and more, all available on the town's website. No decision was made at the meeting. The next phase involves tertiary plans prepared by development proponents.